सर्वभूतानि कौन्तेय प्रकृतिं यान्ति मामिकाम् कल्पक्षये पुनस्तानि कल्पादौ विसृजाम्यहम्। हे कौन्तेय, ओ अर्जुन, सर्वभूतानि प्रकृतिं यान्ति मामिकाम्। मामिकाम् प्रकृतिं, माय ओन प्रकृति, दैट इज परा प्रकृति। सर्वभूतानि, ऑल द क्रीचर्स आर मूविंग इन माय सुप्रीम प्रकृति, दे आर मैनिफेस्टेशंस ऑफ माय ओन सुप्रीम प्रकृति। एट द एंड ऑफ एवरी कल्प, एट द एंड ऑफ एवरी कल्प इज अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, एट अ वेरी लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम। The longest period of time in calculation is called kalpa. Yes, that's right. So kalpa is a period of time, longest period of time. When that period is over, then they all dissolve, all creatures are dissolved. But kalpadau visrijamyaham, but in the other kalpa, in the other period of time, they all come into existence once again, manifestation again. Then, in the 8th verse, there is a further explanation of this, what is in the 7th verse. Prakritim swam avashtabhya, prakritim swam avashtabhya visrujami punapuna. भूतग्रामम एवं कृष्णम अवशम प्रकृते हे वशात। प्रकृतिम स्वाम अवष्टभ्य, आई लीन डाउन अपॉन माय नेचर, आई लीन डाउन अपॉन माय नेचर एंड देन आई क्रिएट ऑल द क्रीचर्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। There is a difference between two kinds of creations. When all the creatures are created and the avatar himself is created, there are two kinds of creations. When he himself comes on this earth and when he creates creatures, there is a different kind of process. If you turn to chapter number 4, and turn to verse number 6. Where Sri Krishna explains the process of avatarhood. How the avatar takes birth. You see, the language which is used is very important. For purposes of comparative study, the word that is used here is in chapter number 4, verse number 6. Prakritim swam adhishthaya. It's almost the same terms, excepting this word. Prakritim swam avashtabhya. And there it is, prakriti swam adhishthaya. When the Supreme Lord comes on this earth, he does not become avashtabhya. He does not lean down. He remains above, adhishthaya. He remains supreme. So when he comes down himself, although he assumes the lower nature, he does not become overpowered by the lower nature. He remains supreme. Prakritim swam adhishthaya. Presiding over my nature, my own nature, paraprakriti, I take sambhavami atma mayaya. I take birth myself, but I keep myself presiding over the nature. Whereas here, when the creatures are created, then prakritim swam avashtrabhya. Ava means leaning down. Adhishtaya means keeping above. Avashtrabhya means, ava means going down, leaning down. Therefore, there is a downward movement when the lower creatures are created, and they become prakriti he vasha, they become subject to prakriti. They become deluded by prakriti. So prakritim swam avashtrabhya visrijami punah punah. I create the whole world in which bhuta gramam imam, all these creatures, bhuta gramam, all the grama is like a village, collectivity, collectivity of bhutas, of the creatures, of all those who are born here, all of them, krishnam, avasham prakritehe vashat, they become helpless. Avasham means helpless, because being subject to prakriti, prakritehe vashat. But in spite of this, in verse number 9, Sri Krishna says, Nachamam tani karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. In spite of all this, when creatures become completely subject to prakriti, I myself remain above prakriti's movement and I do not become bound. Nachamam tani karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya. Why? Udasinavat. Asinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Because I am seated above, and from above, without attachment, I work upon those works, teshu karmasu. Among all these works, while engaged, I remain still asakta, non-attached. I am seated above them, and therefore I do not become bound by these actions. The creatures are bound, prakriti hai vasha, they are all subject to the prakriti. But I remain above.